The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Cal McNair has informed Bill O'Brien he is no longer the head coach, and I assume, or the general manager.
Yeah, he's fired from both.
Yeah, he's gone soon.
Romeo Crennel will be your interim head coach, which he's done that before.
They're in an odd situation now because they don't have a guy that you feel good handing over the reins for the rest of the season. And normally, if you're 0-4, you say, who cares? Just hand it to whoever and let's wreck this thing and get a good draft pick. But why you want to help out the Dolphins?
That was ultimately his undoing. I think it'll go back to the Hopkins trade, and you'll be like, okay, that's the one that got him fired, and it should have got him fired at the time. And Cal should have stopped him. Somebody should have stopped him and just said, nope, you know, you guys work this out. If you can't, you know what? Getting a new coach.
And you know what? There were red flags leading up to that as far as him, the GM, like the Clowney instance, for one.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number 3, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. Send a message. Aaron will read it. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real. At Aaron is Blitzed, at MK Pallet, at Degenerates 975. Can text the show. You know the number for that. Can watch us on Twitch. You know the number for that. And if you missed the first 2 hours, happy Bill O'Brien Death Day. Eric Warner joins us to celebrate, so we're going to pop a Carbach and celebrate the death of Bill O'Brien.
You know, guys, it's funny. Great to see you, by the way. It's been way too long.
Oh, that man. Just happy to have you back, brother.
Oh, what a life you've been leading.
But, you know, we, as a Bronco fan, and by the way, when I was listening hour number one, listener, if you're out there, I took a slight offense when you said, yeah, I knew the Texans were done when they lost to the Broncos last year. But that was, you got to keep in mind, that was when Drew Locke came in, and they had gone through a lot of this kind of thing where
the Broncos kind of suck too right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, we had that miraculous rip and win with three INTs in the second half. But I remember after Josh McDaniels, and I agree with you guys 100%, that guy is the curse of death. Don't even interview him. But after seeing what he did to the Broncos, he didn't, you know, Bob had more years to wreak his damage, as you guys were just talking about in the last segment. But Texans fan, I feel you. You know, first and foremost, Broncos fan, but I'm a Texans fan as well. And it's going to be a couple years because that damage is so deep. Now, I do think for the next few games, players are going to have that extra spring in their step, a little more motivation. You know, it all depends on what Romeo says to kind of get them going. But I think they'll actually overperform the next few games. And then, you know, once the reality, kind of the end of the season hits it.
I mean, at some point you got to make this move. I think it was smart of the Texans to do it now because what was going to happen this year, let's be honest, and what could have happened this year short of them going to the Super Bowl that would make Texans fans feel any better about Bill O'Brien than they do? Because the Texans on the field, they had some success last year. You know, they won a playoff game. They don't win a lot of playoff games. They won one last year. This is, I mean, from an on-field standpoint, you're in a lot better spot than you normally would be. But at this point, there's no fixing. I really think Bill O'Brien, the GM, got Bill O'Brien, the coach, fired. And, because he's so inept at that part of the job, and it's starting to show results on the field, it's almost his own undoing, which is kind of ironic. And I love that they asked him, did you ask for this GM job or did they pursue you? And he's like,
don't want to answer that.
I don't want to get into that because you know the answer. He wanted the ultimate power And now he's got egg on his face because he wasn't ready for that. He wanted what Bill Belichick has. And shocker, he's not Bill Belichick. If anything's been proven, it's that. He's not Bill Belichick.
Well, none of those guys are.
No.
So,
well, and I heard something else earlier today. I think it was on, God, I'm brain farting. The guy that's on at noon, I actually like him.
Joel?
No. His cohort,
Charlie.
Yeah, Charlie. Sorry, God, Palillo. They were talking, they were speculating, right? This is all still, you know, way before any of this happened, but. You know, they were basically saying, can we please get over this notion that just because you come from the Patriots organization means you're going to be, everything you touch turns to gold.
Dude, there's hardly been any examples
bust.
Of this.
All bust.
And honestly, it's not, it's players, it's coaches, it's every, like once they leave that place. They're just not what they were.
Bill puts the voodoo curse on them or something, man. They are not the same. It's remarkable.
Fred mentioned Brian Flores earlier, and he's looked pretty decent. I think he might be a good coach, but who knows? I mean, it's not like, but the guys that have gone out on their own, they've all, I mean, Josh McDaniels has done it and failed and come back to the nest. Matt Patricia is failing. And by the way, they're not the first two. This goes back a long way. They've been
Charlie White,
Eric Mangini, Romeo Crennel.
There's a lot of these guys who have made that move, and it just doesn't work. So I'm honestly, I think that the Texans, and we mentioned Brian Daboll earlier, who's a Patriots guy before he was in Buffalo. I would honestly, and he's an OC, so it's a little bit different, I'm assuming, because he's a guy who got promoted from a position group to being an OC. I'd be hesitant to make him my head coach, though, because he comes from that tree. And I think the best thing to do is look at almost any other tree. The more we've talked about this today, I think Eric Bieniemy is everybody's first choice. I think Brian Schottenheimer would be very good. And he's turned down head coaching opportunities before. I think, you know, if he thinks it's the right situation, I think he'd consider it. But he's also, when you talk about Eric Bieniemy, he gets to coach Patrick Mahomes every day. He can literally wait for the perfect situation to pop up where he can turn down a lot, because it's not like suddenly Patrick Mahomes is going to start stinking and all the shine's going to be off Eric Bieniemy. It's the same thing as what Brian Schottenheimer's got. He's got Russell Wilson. Unless Russell Wilson turns into a pumpkin, he can pick and choose. It's almost like what Josh McDaniels has been, but Josh McDaniels, he picked his job, he went out there, and then he was like, oh, I'm a fraud. So it's like, damn it, you guys caught me. These other guys, they need to wait until it's the perfect opportunity so they have their best chance to succeed, because the job that they're in now, their stock won't go down. It'll only go down when they get out. It's like a minor league baseball player, a big prospect. You put them in the big leagues, really the only thing their value can do is go down, because they're going to be like they're a major leaguer now, they're getting older, or they show up and they see big league pitching and they're no longer a stud prospect. That's what can happen.
Well, two thoughts on that. If I'm Eric Bieniemy, the one thing that I'm waiting to see is how long Andy Reid wants to coach, because I think that might have been one of the reasons why he didn't take a job last year. Is that Reed said, hey, I may want to do one more year here, and because there's not a better place to get your start if that's the case. So that would be my one concern about him, but he'd obviously be my first choice. Schottenheimer, I'm not as high on as you, because until he got Russell Wilson, that guy went through a lot of jobs and was fired from a lot of jobs.
No, he got fired from one job. And the other jobs, he left on his own accord. Like, he left the NFL to go to Georgia to work for Rick on his own accord. He hasn't been fired a lot of times. The only time that he got fired that I know of, God, I don't know if he got fired then. I don't know when he's been fired. Because he left Indy to go to Seattle. He left Georgia when Rick left to go to Indy. He left the Rams for that Georgia job. When he was with the Jets, he got offered the Dolphins head coach job and said, you know what, I'd rather be the OC of the Jets than the head coach of the Dolphins. I don't know when he's been fired.
After 2012, the Jets didn't want him back.
Okay.
So,
eight years ago?
Yeah, but I mean, honestly, he's moved around a lot. What has he really done until now? I'm not nearly as high on him as you are.
Okay.
And I'm honestly, I think when it comes to the Seahawks, I mean, they've gone through some OCs too, like Bevel and all those guys, and it's kind of like, are they that great, or is it just that Russell Wilson and whatever Pete Carroll's doing? Because I mean, how many Seahawks guys have gone on to have a lot of success elsewhere?
I mean, you could say that about. I mean, do we want to go off through every coaching tree and see, like, outside of Andy Reid, who has a great coaching tree? You got nobody, do you?
No.
I mean, so is that what every team should do? Is go out and
no? Find but I mean, Andy I do I do think there's certain organizations where the head coach is in control of everything, much like the Patriots. And how many really good defensive coaches that were fantastic with the Seahawks have gone on and had success? I mean, Quinn did get the Falcons to the Super Bowl. Wasn't because of his defense, but I mean, Gus Bradley was a disaster in Jacksonville. I'd be a little reluctant to go Seahawk.
Okay.
Because I do respect that organization, but I think it all comes from Pete Carroll.
I think the tricky part is you're catching the falling knife here a little bit if you're the next coach coming in. Look at Singletary, the guy that came before Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah.
That team was sort of turning around a little bit, and talent-wise, they were certainly there, but he just wasn't, you know, the right guy.
It was the offensive or was it offensive line coach or defensive line coach? I don't remember. That was before Shanahan, because it was Harbaugh before that, and before that was Singletary.
I think Mike Sherman came from a Seattle tree.
Yeah, I'd have to look it up.
And I mean, Green Bay fired him after he had five straight winning seasons and then one losing season. They fired him. But he also made what I think is the biggest mistake that NFL head coaches make is trying to be the GM and the head coach. I really think that's the kryptonite for these dudes. Nobody should do it. Nobody else besides Bill Belichick, no one else should ask for that power, because you need that cushion to say, listen, this guy's screwing up the draft. I'm not getting the guys I need. Like, you need a fall guy. And once you become the GM too, you're the fall guy for yourself, like Bill is today.
You know what, though? Sherman, things went downhill for him after the Packers, though.
Yeah. But I mean, but you can't deny that guy had, I mean, he won like three straight division titles in 5 years. I mean, that dude had some real success in Green Bay.
And then he wound
then he
up
went to the Aggies, and then he was, you know, he did what Aggies do.
Then OC of the Dolphins, and that didn't work out. Then most recently fired by the Montreal Alouettes last year.
I'm telling you, Mike Sherman, and I don't know how long ago this was, but it was between Aggie and I guess the CFL. He was coaching a high school team that I think had one win during a season. Like, it was bad. But but Mike Sherman did he did come from the Seattle coaching tree, go to Green Bay, and I would say Mike Sherman was a successful NFL coach. I mean, what I'd have to see. He hadn't coached any more NFL besides Green Bay, right?
He was briefly offensive coordinator here before he went to Aggie.
But he's never been a head coach besides in Green Bay.
I don't think so.
And he only had one losing season in Green Bay. I'd
have to look that up. I think, and I don't know if it was a losing season. I think he was 8-8 one year.
No, his last year, I think he was 4-12.
It was 4-12. It was 9-7, 12-4, 12-4, 10-6, 10-6, 4-12.
Okay. That's pretty damn good.
So San Francisco had Singletary, then they went to Harbaugh, then Jim Tomsula took over.
Jim Tomsula. I couldn't remember his name.
The Cowher Tomlin tree. There's some decent stuff that's come out of that. Arians, right?
Yeah.
Problem is a lot of their guys, you know, what LeBeau was there forever. He didn't go anywhere. So those guys tended to stick. But I think they had some people come out of what's the one guy that was the flamed out in Pittsburgh as an OC and then flamed out as the Chiefs head coach?
Haley?
Todd Haley?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where did he come from originally?
I don't know. I don't know which tree he's off of long term.
I mean, honestly, if you go back to the 49ers tree, really, to have that kind of consistent, you know, success. There really hasn't been.
That was that whole Bill Walsh thing led to Mike Holmgren, who had like the greatest tree forever, and you know, all of those.
And maybe
guys.
The thing is to find, like, I mean, obviously this is way easier said than done, but find the next McVay or Shanahan, find some young guy who's 30 years old. If you hire the wrong one of those guys, you just look like a moron. It's like, because in those two situations have worked out. But what other situation do you have a guy who's been like a coordinator for 1 year and then you hand him the reins?
Worked out for Mike Vrabel, even though he wasn't a very good coordinator.
But it doesn't happen very often. But when it does and it doesn't work, everyone looks at you like, of course it didn't work because the guy had no experience. But you're right. That's another example. Vrabel, Shanahan, McVay, guys who had very, very limited coordinator experience, young guys, got a big job. And have had great success. Who are the examples? I mean, has it happened? Because I don't know if it's happened, because I guess if it happened, you'd be like, oh my God, you're an idiot for hiring this guy.
I'll throw a name out for you. Joe Brady.
You could, I mean.
That would be one. You might look stupid.
Got nothing to lose right now.
It's a big balls move.
I mean, I don't know if the Panthers are going to win a lot of games, but. You know, if his offense looks pretty good.
It looks pretty good so far this year, honestly.
Considering, yeah.
I mean, they did just play the Arizona Cardinals, so that'll probably help make your offense look good. But
Road Cardinal, not the same as home Cardinal. Home Cardinal's pretty good.
Cardinal and Cardinal playing 49er is pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh, God. And you know what? They better call him now, because his stock is about to go through the roof. They play the Falcons next week.
Oh God!
I mean, this guy is about to be. He's about to get out of your price range. All right, we got to hit a break. We'll be right back with Eric from Carbach. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. I got to tell you guys about Carbach, and Eric, you can help me on this live read. We've got the Horseshoe Pilsner. Is that what we're calling this thing? The luckiest beer in Texas?
It is. And literally, once again, you guys are kind of advanced copy. This is just hitting the stores now, and this is a great sessionable Pilsner. It's not too bitter, but there's definitely a great hop kiss to it. And really cool story behind this beer. We developed it with Aaron Franklin. Of course, everybody who loves barbecue as much as you do, AJ, knows who that guy is.
Yes.
He kind of put Texas Barbecue 2.0 on the map. And then the proceeds of this beer, portion of the proceeds, going to benefit the Southern Smoke Foundation, which our very own Houston's own James Beard award-winning chef Chris Shepherd started basically in the wake of Harvey to help out people who need help are in the service industry and need help. So really cool project. We've been percolating this for several months now, and it's come to fruition.
All right. Well, we'll talk more about that beer on the other side. Make sure you follow Carbach on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Get all the info about the brewery, all the whatever beers they've got coming out, and the restaurant as well. And when you're out and about, make sure you ask your bartender to please make it a Carbach. Say she loved me so, but I guess she changed her mind. Well, I should have known it wouldn't be all right. But I can't live without her, so I won't even try.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Ain't no mercy. This segment is brought to you by Carbach. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred, AJ, and the brewmaster himself, Eric.
And we're back on the Blitz and toasting the death of Bill O'Brien.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers, boys.
Hey, welcome back, Eric.
Yeah, that and the return of Eric.
Great to see you guys.
By the way, Asymmetric Wrist says Fred's shirt is fire today.
This is one of my Stitch Fix shirts.
That's right.
Yeah. So,
All right. We're going to get back into some Texans talk here in a minute. We're going to take some calls. But before we do, Eric, who's been gone through all, ever since Happy Hour was invented, Eric's been gone. So I thought it would only be right for him to have a mega shot. So Eric, if you will, tell us what you think of our mega shot so far. This is a blend of, what, 9 separate alcohols at this point?
Yeah.
I believe, no, because we're missing the Aquavit and the Malort.
No, there's Aquavit in there.
Okay, so we're missing Malort, so it's 8.
Yeah, okay, so
or no, we have it.
So
10.
You guys
this is 11 this year,
like
this week.
A bottle that you, and each week you store whatever's a little
left,
bit?
Whatever's left in the bottle, it's like the Firestone Walker beer that they keep adding last year's blend to. Every week, whatever's left in the bottle, we pour into the
So there hasn't been a week where the bottle's been so dang good that,
no,
that
no.
there's
we,
a that
we're
was
trying
gone.
To make it bad. Like if it's a good bottle, we're trying to add it to, you know, we're not adding a lot to the mega shot.
So
what are your feelings?
I'm not gonna lie. That's not as bad as I thought.
Yep.
But I know of the happy hour concept.
Okay.
I have only here and there tuned in on Fridays. I'm getting there's like some kind of butter schnapps or like some kind of savory.
Dude, a lot of this stuff we haven't even heard of. There, Fred brought in a booze from like
Israel.
Israel.
Yeah.
That like the bottom half of it was silt and you had to shake it up. I mean, it was like, we couldn't read the label, so we didn't know what it was.
Was it something like Ouzo?
No, it's 2B something.
2B something, yeah.
2B60.
Yeah, 2B60. Now, to be fair, the Lebanese one somebody brought in was just as awful. So.
Right.
Oh, it was worse.
So yeah. that we couldn't read the label on it. We still don't know what that one was called. So, I mean, we've had some weird stuff. So I couldn't tell you what you're tasting.
Yeah, there's something like really sweet but behind. I mean, a lot of these I'm sure were sweet by nature, but there's something like a...
What's the overpowering flavor at this point?
Minty herbal.
That's the Aquavit.
Or no, it's probably the menthol
tobacco. The menthol tobacco.
And the Aquavit has a lot of menthol.
Yeah, Aquavit was the mini one.
Yeah, but that's so long ago that it's like as the mega shot evolves, there's less and less of each thing. The menthol tobacco is the most recent addition. I'm guessing that's what you've got. That's where the menthol's coming from.
So this is a menthol tobacco vodka?
Yeah.
What's the price point on that? Like
$3.
For a $7.50?
Yeah.
It started at $20.
Yeah, so the regular Ivanovich vodka $7.50 is $20. All of their flavored, like if you want coconut or blueberry, whatever, they're all $20. If you want tobacco flavored, it's $3. So it cuts the price by like 80%. It cuts the value of the vodka.
You'd think it would be the exact opposite.
Well, and apparently our show has made it quite popular at Specs.
Yeah, people are buying this stuff up now. It's crazy.
You guys have started something here. It's pretty amazing, man.
All right, let's get in a few calls real quick. Let's talk to Matt. Hey, Matt.
Hello. Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, man, I just wanted to start off saying it's a great day today, man. We finally got rid of Bill O'Brien. It's long, long overdue. I don't know if we can kind of look at some of them contracts, that the giveaway that he's doing, you know, with the D-Hop not getting Tyrann Mathieu back. Maybe there's some in the fine print that we can get him back. But anyways, man, what I want to get to, since he's gone, obviously you're going to have to fill in you got to fill in some, you know, a head coach position. I got two names. Just want to throw them out, see what you think. You know, Dabo Swinney, one, and the other one, Bill Cowher. What you guys think, man? Have a good one.
I don't want Bill Cowher.
No,
I want something new.
Yeah, I don't want a guy who's been out of the game forever. And you know, he's a TV guy. I mean, he didn't want to coach at the end there. So no, I don't want Bill Cowher. I mean, plus his offense was boring. And I mean, you need somebody who can actually coach offense. If Dabo wants to leave college, then that would make a ton of sense. I'd love to see them gamble that way.
Yeah,
I'd rather see you make a mistake. Is that a? Nope.
No,
that's just a long
it's
fly ball.
Sack fly. So it's 10-5.
10-5 Astros, one out, top of the ninth.
Yeah, Carlos Correa with another RBI before this. So, I'm gonna chalk this up as a Stros win.
Mm. I don't trust
them. I'm ballsy enough to do it.
I'm with you.
All right. Good luck.
Let's get Jimmy out of here real quick. What's up, Jimmy?
Hello. What's going on, guys?
Sports is going on, man.
Hey,
what's up?
I'm not a Texas fan. I stay here in Houston. I'm from Arkansas. I like the Raiders and the Razorbacks. But I think the problem with this coach that you guys had, I think it really started with Andre Johnson, my opinion. If Andre Johnson, from there, him and the beef with him, he's got beef with, like, really good athletes that you guys had, DeAndre Hopkins and everything else. And then I was watching the game one night, Monday Night Football. He gets on in the interview, and the reporter asks him, how you plan on stopping the offense for the next half? He says, I don't know. So right there to me, that was a clue that you guys really just made the wrong choice in his head coach.
Well, we didn't pick
Okay, yeah, let's stop with the you guys. We had nothing to do with
we
it.
We didn't pick him. I'll say this, though. The Andre Johnson thing I disagree with you on because – Andre Johnson was washed, and he made that decision that Andre Johnson was washed, and in hindsight, it's one of the few things he got right, but he actually was washed. Had Andre Johnson been in the prime of his career like DeAndre Hopkins, I'd say it was foolish, but Andre Johnson, the best of Andre Johnson was done, and Bill O'Brien saw it, and you know, he moved on.
Andre Johnson also got the ball rolling on that, because if you remember, it was right before Christmas. And David Dilatti was out at his charity thing where he buys toys for kids. And he had said, you know, how do you feel going in, you know, off season's coming up. And he said, I don't know if I want to be in Houston anymore. I don't think I can play here anymore. And that was the breaking story that Dilatti had. And we had Tepper run over from his office at the time and cover up Russillo and Cannell, because that was the huge news that Andre Johnson, who had been here his whole career, said, I don't think I want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, that part is kind of patently false. But otherwise, well, that and the fact that we did not pick Bill O'Brien.
Yeah, we did not.
Yeah. You don't put you guys on us.
Don't you put that on us, pal.
I tried to hire David Shaw. They didn't listen.
I don't know that that would have worked out any better either. I mean,
probably not.
At the time, I thought it was the best name available. But it wasn't too far in that you realize this guy is not going to be the coach to get you where you want to go. Been saying that for 5 of the 7 years. And today I'm very happy that they finally listened. It took long enough.
Yeah.
And, hey, I even gave you ways this guy could have been successful. Make him hire a real offensive coordinator. Make him go out and get a better defensive coordinator. Make him hire a staff that challenges him and comes up with new stuff. Been saying that for years, too. Didn't do it.
You know what I've been saying for years? Get you a hoop from Pro Dunk Hoops Goals. For years, I've been telling you. You know why? You could have some raggedy old goal out in your front yard, and it'll look like a raggedy old goal. It might look nice for a year or two, and then it's going to start rusting and bending, and your kid's going to get a little older, and he's going to dunk on it and probably hang on it and try to show off for one of his buddies, and then it's going to be a giant piece of junk stuck in the ground in your front yard. That's not going to happen with Pro Dunk Hoops. I'm telling you why. I mean, these are the kind of goals that they've got inside the freaking Toyota Center in your driveway. That's how nice these things are. And it's not going to rust. It's not going to bend. 75% thicker steel than you're going to get in the big box stores. The backboard's not going to break or crack. And if it ever does for any reason, guess what? Hoop's going to come out and replace it for free. For free dollars. How about that? You can't beat that. And they're all adjustable from 5 feet to 10 feet with the turn of a handle. So my little kid and my older kid can both play. Just a great setup. Check them out at ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com. Or give them a call, 281-351-9822 for Pro Dunk Hoops.
Connection. Now it just feels like it's wearing and stretching. I'm getting real sick of taking advice from people that never could stare at reflections. Somewhere in there is a lesson. Y'all ain't evolving, it's very depressing.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Astros up 10-5, bottom nine.
Looking good. Mm-hmm. Hey, we were talking about this, all the proceeds benefiting this Southern Smoke. Do you guys do any more beers that benefit Carbach, the proceeds go to you guys, or is everything like a charity?
Ha 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 ha! No, yeah, yeah. We, you know, I mean, so it's easy to say. I think, hey, with now that we're kind of with Big Brother, or whatever, you know, but we've had the charitable you know, bent. If you guys remember, you know, back when the Robert Garner Foundation was going, you know, we kind of helped kindle that thing. And so we've, you know, it certainly helps now that, you know, we have more partnerships and, you know, with our big mothership partner, but it's part of our DNA, man. And you know, this is really DG's baby, as was Crawford Bach. You know, as much as we love to kind of poke fun at DG in the marketing department, that was really his brainchild. So, you know, I think that's what responsible capitalism is always about, right? Is like always have an eye towards your employees, to the rest of the community, and give where you can. And but this beer, I mean, Fred, what do you think? AJ's just kind of sipping because he's on his.
I want another one.
Well, I can make that happen.
They are very tasty, I must say. By the way, we've been giving Astros smooth updates. We haven't given a football update because football's happening right now.
I haven't seen anything either, but I saw that go up to +12, and I said, I know it's Patrick Mahomes. I know it's Brian Hoyer, but I sort of saw what happened with the Eagles last night, and I'm like, I'm going to hit the Pats.
I was so happy that my Pats +7 ticket got canceled.
Oh, good.
Because I was like, oh, God, are they going to keep this money? But no, they canceled that bet, gave me my money back. Currently, there's 13 seconds left in the first quarter. Chiefs up 6-0. They just hit a field goal to make it 6-0.
Two field goal game? Two I'm in goals. This, man. Yep. All right.
You're on the money line or you got the...
No,
got the
God, points? No. Oh, money line was probably...
Well, I heard you say, well, because you were like, I was on the... I saw what happened with the Eagles and I was like, oh, well, maybe...
Yeah, fair.
Maybe he went out there on it. What'd you say, Aaron?
A's are down to their final strike.
Ah, okay. Yeah, I feel good about the A's. What'd you say? Oh, no.
We don't need to do that. We'll just...
No, if it were a ball game right now, if there were bases loaded or something. But
yeah,
we'll just go ahead and let the Astros finish this one off. And
There we go. Astros and, guys, if I can just get one more thing in, then I'll shut up.
You can get in whatever you want, man.
So we've been having these Astros watch parties with the collectible bobbleheads. First 500 people and only 500 people that get in, and we've been selling these out every day, including today and Monday. Today was the Alex Bregman bobblehead. Tomorrow is Yordan. And so DG, once again, and his marketing magic has somehow gotten these bobbleheads. So come out to Carbach. We are super safe, socially distanced. We got the QR code ordering if you want.
I want the Justin Verlander bobblehead that only has one arm.
Oh!
Well, does Yordan have crutches on his?
Yeah. Yordan, he's got one leg. Verlander's got one arm.
Oh, man. And yeah, you guys do have a nice setup out there for social distancing. I feel totally comfortable going there. In fact, probably drive by this weekend at some point and have some food there.
Let me know when you're coming by, man. I'll come down and meet you.
Cool.
I haven't hung out in the beer garden for a good minute.
Like 9 months.
Oh, ouch. I knew. I set that up. I put that right over the plate for you, AJ.
It's been a while, sir.
By the way, what was this I heard, Fred, as I pulled up an hour ago, that Hoffman is coach? I mean, I know he coaches his son's baseball.
No, I was just trying to make the point that not all analysts would make great coaches. Right. Not that he wouldn't. I'm just saying AJ's an analyst. Dan Orlovsky's an analyst. Doesn't mean that, you know.
But he's a coach. He's coaching little kids. He's shaping young men's future.
Young men's?
How's that going? I see occasional tweets from you about that.
It's going well, man. My kid's playing up an age group, and he played. It's his off weekend, so he played with the 13-year-olds.
This isn't about your kid, AJ. This is about the team.
His team won the championship this weekend.
Well, there you go. Yeah. There
you
like
go. 11 teams or something like that. So, and he was like, I think he was 8 for 9 at the plate this weekend. So,
dang.
So yeah. It is kind of about him.
He had a good weekend.
Yeah, I'm not good at math, but I think 8 for 9 is pretty outstanding.
It's probably the best weekend he's had in a long time. So it was good for him.
He showed up when he had to.
Oh yeah,
that's key.
He pitched a complete game. One of the games had like 7 strikeouts, 3 hits. So he. It was a good weekend for him, and it was he's been on his older team hasn't won a championship yet, And he when he was 12, he was playing on a team that they won a lot. And this team is kind of a different culture. So it was good for him to play with his own age group again and get some W's. But, you know, yeah, it's going. And my younger son has decided he wants to be a pitcher too. So he's already working with his coach. So I enjoy doing it. It, you know, keeps me from having any fun on the weekends, but it's a worthwhile venture, I suppose.
Fun on the weekends is overrated.
That's what I hear.
Fun on Monday nights is what it's all about, people. But
yeah, I will probably, like, Saturday afternoon, the wife has dog training, so I get like 4 free hours. So I'm thinking of swinging by then and just hanging out.
So how different would you say this is? And I mean, obviously, I've tasted it, and I know. How would you describe the difference between this and the Z German pills?
This is a slightly darker in color. I mean, it's still very pale, but it's got a, you know, a little deeper gold hue to it. It's not as bitter. You know, the Z pills definitely had a little bit higher bitterness level. Z pills was also a little stronger. It was like 5%. This is 4.5%. But part of that was, and part of the thinking was, you know, working with these two amazing chefs, or chef and pitmaster, whatever. You know, we wanted to come up with a beer that would pair well with
some barbecue.
A more bitter hop forward pilsner might start conflicting a little bit with that. So that was, you know, part of the calculus. But honestly, AJ, Aaron, you know, he drove it pretty hard. He had pretty, strong ideas about where he wanted to go with this. Thanks, Brian Hoyer, so much for my great bet.
I mean, is Brian Hoyer really better than Jarrett Stidham?
There's a fumble. Pat's got it. See, this is the Belichick game he wanted.
That's got to be a concern. If Brian Hoyer's better than Jarrett Stidham, that's got to be a concern.
Yeah, I don't get that.
Because it's not like they put a 7th-round pick on Jarrett Stidham. They like that guy.
Yeah, he was the future.
That's disturbing.
Did they get Auburn Stidham or Baylor Stidham?
Hey, do you guys know? I was trying to get this clear with a buddy of mine yesterday, and he didn't know. And we nickname him Rain Man because he knows all this useless trivia. But what is the criteria for go, no-go with a team? Because obviously with the Titans, you know, with multiple cases. But so the Pats have like one.
There's just Cam.
Right. Yet they're still playing, and obviously I'm sure they had to do PCR tests right when they drove up in the bus to the stadium. But what is the sort of point at which do they say, hey, if you have more than X number of people,
I don't know,
test positive?
It has to be considered an outbreak. I don't know what the
I think
the
there were 8, though, with the Titans, and that's when they said, okay, wait a minute.
No, dude, they shut that down when they only had like 3, I thought.
Well, I think they had 8 suspected cases.
Okay.
And so it took a couple days to get all the positives back.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. I think they're playing it by ear.
Yeah, it does seem a bit. I mean, it's a movie. Did you notice how last night, you know, Chris and Al had their little mask on, and they were even kind of making fun of it a little bit in the booth. So you can tell the NFL was like, hey, guys, we're not messing around with this anymore. We're, you know, going full restriction on you, but anyway, just as an aside,
we should be playing Today is the Greatest Day.
That's true.
I mean,
it's a great day.
Astros win, Bill O'Brien dead. Salute. We'll be right back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Listening to The Blitz.
Lock and load, boys.
On ESPN 97.5. Yeah. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Happy O'Brien Death Day. Everybody's got to be in a good mood today. Come on. I can't believe you're celebrating a man getting fired. Yes, I am.
When they're incompetent? Yes.
Yes, I am. This is a happy day. I knew something great was going to happen today. I knew Eric was going to be here. That's great.
That is great.
So, thanks to Patrick Creighton, who brought us some pizza from Brothers. Very good pizza.
That's great.
Yeah.
Pizza, beer.
We got beer from Carbach. That's even better.
Pizza, beer. Bill O'Brien got fired. Astros win. What do you guys want?
Things are looking up.
Can't be any better than this.
What do you guys want?
Just better than getting laid.
I think maybe your memory's a little fuzzy.
Well, it's been a while. You know, yeah. Back in the day, it used to be a lot of fun, but yeah, now I'm an old.
So. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I agree with you on that one. That's you know.
Hey, to each his own.
Yeah, to each his own. All right, you want to do a little dumbass report?
Let's do it.
Let's start in Florida. You know who's got a great reputation? Homeowners associations. And this guy, who was the president of a homeowners association in Florida, was like, you know what? I'm so sick of having this bad reputation. I'm going to fix it by stealing $20,000 from the community that I'm serving to expand my stamp collection and buy a lawnmower. What? Yeah. Brett Rowe was 51 years old, was named HOA president of Shady Oaks Pine in 2017. And at that time, there was $21,000 in the HOA's account. Police said there was about $180,000 left by the time he left the position. And he refused to show other board members receipts to prove where the money had gone. He was able to find proof that Rowe spent $2,000 on medical expenses, bought $1,000 in stamps for his collection, purchased chainsaws and lawn equipment, and made purchases at restaurants. He was arrested at his home on Thursday in charges of theft over $5,000 and scheming to defraud.
Not wise, guys.
You know, gyms are working real hard to get people in right now. And Pure Gym is under some criticism. They advertised on their Facebook page and called itself 12 years. They said 12 years of slave inspired by their Oscar-winning 2013 film. The Facebook post says, slavery was hard, and so is this. The workout includes short sprints, burpees, deadlifts, and other challenging moves.
Dumbass!
The workout, entitled 12 Years of Slave, is our workout of the month to celebrate Black History Month. That's the worst marketing ploy, Jim! You can't do that! Pure Gym?
Am I mistaken? This isn't Black History Month.
I didn't think it was either.
It's February, right?
February's Black History. Like, why did they do this? I don't. Did Black History Month get moved?
Sources point to no.
Okay, I don't know. A house in New Zealand has been on the market for 13 years. The property is apparently, and it's in Fielding, is apparently prone to flooding. And after 13 years, they decided, you know what? We've got to do something to sell this place. So they upped the price. Needless to say, it is still not sold. There's not a whole lot to this story. I just found it really remarkable that they actually...
That works. You can't sell it for 13 years. Yeah, let's raise the price.
I've got an idea. And finally, a mother and son in Pennsylvania have been sentenced to prison terms for firing shots at another driver during what police characterize as dual road rage. The report says that 69-year-old Donna Sherbin and 30-year-old Charles Sherbin, mother-son team, convicted last month of aggravated assault and related charges. Both have been sentenced to 18 months to 12 years in prison. That seems like a broad range, first of all. Prosecutors allege that Donna Sherbin began following the victim and Charles Sherbin fired several shots. Parental bonding. This isn't the way to do it, guys. This isn't now.
Not. Guys, I mean, guys.
That's not Mother Son Day. That's not how we do things. And this is another dumbass report, Fred.
Pretty good run from some white guy on the Patriots.
Is it Burkhead?
Must be Burkhead, yeah. So. All right.
Imagine owning a Patriots running back in fantasy. What a nightmare. Yeah.
What a nightmare.
Well, I had to pick up Sony Michel for next week because my fantasy team had both Nick Chubb and Austin Eckler.
Well, now you can just hope that maybe Sony Michel will play.
Yeah, well, I mean, and Eckler's going to be out for a while, and I lost them both in the first quarter. I mean, that's rough. Just sucks. And James Conner was off this week because of the friggin' COVID. So, oh well. Hey, that's going to wrap it up. Eric, man, so good to see you, brother.
Glad to have you in here. Great to be here, guys. Thank you.
Hopefully, we'll have at least one more in studio before you have to go back.
Oh, we're having a couple.
We're having a couple. Okay. And a happy hour. I'm going to come to a happy hour.
Oh, yeah.
And, so,
yeah,
I just have to bring a bottle of really...
Bring the worst booze you can find.
All right.
Yeah. And you know, like one or two good beers for us to drink after.
Sure.
Yeah.
Get that nasty taste out of the mouth.
So, yeah, but always a pleasure. Aaron, great job. AJ, great job.
Texans, great job.
Cal McNair, great job. Rest in peace, O'Brien.
Astros, great job.
Good job.
A lot of good work.
This has just been a great freaking day. Hallelujah. Till tomorrow, stay Rona free, bitches. So bring your good times and your laughter too. We gonna celebrate your party with you. Come on now. Celebration. ESPN 97.5.